that I geek out so you don't have to. Had the Jesus lizard with rope, and I want to know where the gold is, which if you want to hear that track again, you can find it on YouTube. Or you can find it at humpdaydanceparty.com.
Yeah, well, we've got a link to that up.
Yeah, it's embedded in the site because it's just that awesome.
Nice.
I want to know where the gold is. Awesome. good stuff.
Yep.
All right. This is listener-supported Community Radio, 88.7 WLUW Chicago, broadcasting from the campus of Loyola University.
Yes, this is the Hump Day Dance Party. I'm the Reverend Michael Flavor.
I am Dr. Drace. And stick around. Yes. In just about 1 minute, we are going to have a special guest here for you, a rich experience.
You don't know how special this is.
There's a monkey in the studio, and I'm not even joking about this.
It's amazing.
He's sweating and shedding all over the place, and he smells absolutely horrible.
Yeah, I'm just wearing my shirt, and I'm already sweating.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting in here.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's how we roll in the Hump Day Dance Party. We're disgusting as possible. Stick around. 88.7 WLUW.
We on? We going? Excellent, excellent. Hello, everyone. My name is Rich Experience. I'm a food scientist, actually. I used to work at a place called Kraft Foods. If you see me right now, you'd see a man in a lab coat, a man with a keytar. It's a keyboard guitar. But anyway, I used to work as a food scientist. A food scientist is someone who works in foods of the future, things you don't even know you need yet, but from your personality profile, I could tell you need like 5 or 6 years in the future. I used to work for Kraft, and I used to work on Oreo cookies because Kraft bought Nabisco. And the really bizarre thing was, you know, Nabisco didn't want me to screw around with their Oreos at all because that was sacred to them. But Kraft said, go ahead, man, go ahead. You know, do what you want. So I took this orange flavoring and I encapsulated it into the creamy filling of the Oreo cookie. And the science of it was, when you ate your first orange Oreo cookie, it really didn't taste that good. When you ate your second orange Oreo cookie, it tasted a lot better. When you ate your third orange Oreo, the release factor would kick in, and it'd just be really smooth, and it'd just go down really smooth, you know, and it'd taste great. Orange chocolate heaven. But I was there on a Friday. I went out on a Thursday, and I got pretty drunk, you know, as usual, and I got to work on time on Friday, and I was sitting there making this cheese, but it's not really a cheese. It's more of a fat matrix, a fatty substance. They put this flavoring called cheese tang in, and they wanted to put this in, like, a Triscuit or a Ritz cracker. You know, and what it does is it gives this nice cheesy flavor and it kind of lubricates the esophagus as it goes down. But anyway, I was sitting there making vats of this stuff and I'm watching it spin around. You know, I'm feeling kind of sick. But I start singing this little song that I wrote at work, you know, that I sang to myself because we couldn't listen to the radio or anything, you know. So I start singing this little song and it goes something like this. Song, you know, I'm feeling kind of good. My boss comes walking in. Hey, Richard, how you doing? Pretty good, Rajesh. What's up? Hey, Richard, how long you work here at Kraft? Well, I've been temping here for about 3 years now. Well, Richard, I hate to tell you this, but there's a new policy from upper management. Any temporary that's been here over 6 months is considered a lawsuit liability. But Rajesh, what does that mean? It means your job will have to be terminated. Terminated? So I'm driving in my car, and all I can think about is turning that car around, driving through the front gates of that place, knocking over the vats of Happy Cheese, running over the scientists in their freaking little white coats, mixing in the blood and the guts with the cheese that's not really cheese into one big pink lubricating mess. Then I looked to my right. To my right was the bag, the very bag that I brought with me to work that day, and in that bag were the pills that I'd stopped taking 6 months before.
Happy pills, happy pills, happy pills, happy pills.
Thank you. For my next song, I'm going to talk about reptiles. A lot of people have dogs or cats or, you know, gerbils or hamsters and stuff like that, but this is for the reptile lovers of the world, of the lizards, the snakes, the turtles, things that crawl and stuff like that. There's a place that used to be in Barrington that's now in Wheeling, Illinois, called the Reptile Swap, where you can go and swap in your reptile or lizard for something different, something other than what you already have. Reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. Reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. Reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. Reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. If reptile's what you wanna do, reptile swap's the place for you. Alligators, lizards, turtles, snakes, all kind of critters run about the place. Australian bearded dragons, leprechauns too, chameleon. Reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. Yeehaw, whoop-de-doo, reptile swap the place for you. Yeehaw, whoop-de-dee, reptile swap for you and me. If reptile's what you wanna do, reptile swap's the place for you. Millions of reptiles, reptiles for me. Millions of reptiles, reptiles for free. Reptiles, reptiles for me. Millions of reptiles, reptiles for free. Thank you. After I was unemployed at Kraft, I was used to getting up every day in the morning, you know, just going to work every day, but this one day, I didn't have to get up anymore, but I woke up at 8 o'clock as normal. Yeah, I'm just wide awake, I had nothing to do. Here comes my little cat, you know, just slaunters up to me and starts licking my face. You know, I'm like, this cat has a little funk to him, you know, it kind of has a little stink to him. And decided to give him a bath, you know, just wash him off. So I put him in the shower, I started hosing him down, got out the palm olive. Kitty, 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 kitty. Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Oh, yes. Oh, good kitty likes it. Good kitty likes it. Good kitty likes a bath. Good kitty likes it, yes. Good kitty likes it, yes. Give him the cat a bath. Give him the cat a bath. Nothing better to do today. I'm giving the cat a bath. Giving the cat a bath. Giving the cat a bath. Thank you. And let's go back to work. This next song is about being at work. You know, when you're at work, it's not like when you're hanging out at home or when you're out with your friends. You have a little mask that you wear, you know. Everybody has different masks that work for different situations. But you're working, you're wearing your mask that you wear. And if you're having a bad day, you're not feeling well, you go in the morning and people say, how are you? Say, fine, how are you? You smile and you just keep walking on your way, you know. Doesn't matter about what you think about them or anything like that. You just keep doing what you're doing, you know, and you just make the day go by. It's a song called Work Face. I got my work face on. 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 Hey there, how are you? I'm fine, and how are you? I've got my work face on. I got my work face on. I got my work face on. I got my work face on. Hey there, how are you? I'm fine, and how are you? I've got my work face on. I got my work face on. I got my work face on. I got my work face on. Asshole. Tweed. Dumbass. Jerk. Kiss their ass. Kiss his ass. Kiss your ass. Kiss my ass. my work face on. 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 Na 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 na. Thank you. This song's about life, death, and redemption. I was walking home, you know, I was getting up in the morning, I was walking out the door, and I walked out the door, and I was, like, walking down the sidewalk, and I didn't have time for breakfast, but I looked down, I saw this little lifesaver on the ground, this little lifesaver, and all these little ants were just crawling all over, you know, it was the middle of summer, winter, summer, it's pretty hot. Here comes this little kid, you know, he's walking up with his mom, holding on to his mom's hand. He reaches over, kind of pulls on his mom's arm, he pulls up his leg like he's going to step on this thing, like squash all the little ants and stuff, you know. Mom pulls him away at the last minute, just last second, just pulls him right away. And, you know, I'm thinking, you know, should I eat it? Should I step on it?
Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Step on you, step on you. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't.
So I'm walking home from work, you know, and there's all these little worms, you know, crawling across the ground. It just rained, you know, and they're all just sitting there crawling across. So I'm thinking, you know, little worm man, why don't you down there partying with your little wormy friends?
Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Step on you, step on you. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't.
So I went up to my apartment. Opened the door and there's my cat, you know. Comes sauntering up to me as he usually does. Rolls over in his back. Looks at me with those big green eyes.
Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Step on you, step on you. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't.
Thank you. That was quick. I got time for one more? Alright, cool.
Yeah, let's try Mr. Squeaky.
It's a song about a man with a little problem. You know, everybody's got a little something different about him. This guy's problem, you know, when you walk in from outside and it's been raining, you know, your shoes kind of make this little squeaky sound to him, you know, and this guy's problem, he makes a sound all the time. All the time he makes this little squeaky sound. No one knows why or how he does it. He just does. They call me Mr. Squeaky, 'cause I squeakies when I walks. They call me Mr. Squeaky, 'cause I squeakies when I walks. All the girls, they hear me coming, and they know when I'm around. They call me Mr. Squeaky, 'cause I make a squeaky sound. They call me Mr. Squeaky. They call me Mr. Squeaky. They call me Mr. Squeaky. Thank you. Oh, this next song hankers back to the old days of one day after New Year's Eve. I was sitting there, I was hanging out with some friends, smoking the old Hobbit leaf, you know, getting kind of crazy, and we just walked outside, and we were going to go to another party. We decided we were going to another party, you know, so I walked to this new party. It wasn't that far, and I got there, and this girl had this awesome apartment. And in this apartment, she had this one room. It's painted all red, you know, it's kind of bizarre looking. And I walked in there, and she had these dolls, but they weren't really dolls. You know, dolls are cool, but they were like the heads of dolls, you know, little heads of dolls, and they were all over the place, you know, in these glass cages and stuff, you know, and some were mutilated in some weird way. Some were like cut in half and sewn back together with twine, and other ones were mangled or burned in strange places. It was really bizarre, you know, it was really bizarre. Freaky, freaky doll heads, freaky, freaky doll heads. Everywhere I look, there's these freaky, freaky doll heads. Why does this girl have these freaky, freaky doll heads? These freaky, 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 freaky doll heads. Freaky, freaky doll heads, freaky, freaky doll heads. All around me, there's these freaky, freaky doll heads, freaky, freaky doll heads, freaky, freaky doll heads. Where in the world are these freaky, freaky doll heads? Dollars, freaky freaky dollars, all around me, there's freaky freaky dollars, freaky freaky dollars, freaky freaky dollars, somebody stop these freaky freaky dollars. Freaky dollars, freaky dollars, all around me, there's freaky dollars, freaky dollars, freaky dollars, freaky freaky. Thank you. One more? Alright, my last song. It's about something I love to do, you know, that. It's been warm today. It's been really warm. You know, I didn't get out to do it. But, you know, I like to go out there. I like to ride the wave, do the ollie, you know, and grind and do the skateboarding thing. You know, last Tuesday it was really warm, or was it Monday? And I went out to go see 300, you know, the movie. And I was just, so I put on my sandals, you know, and my gear, and I'm out there. And I decided just to leave it on, you know, because I was a Spartan, you know, Spartan warrior out there on the skateboard. Skateboarding, skateboarding, I wanna go. Skateboarding, skateboarding, I wanna go. Skateboarding, hell yeah. Skateboarding, skateboarding, I wanna go. Skateboarding, hell yeah. Ride that concrete wave. Skateboarding, hell yeah! Oh yeah! Thank you very much. I'm Rich Experience.
You just heard from the Rich Experience here on the Hump Day Dance Party, 88.7 WLUW. We're going to play a quick song here and then get Rich into the studio and have him tell you a little bit about himself. Stay tuned in just one short moment. We'll be right back. little bit of hot butter there from Skokie and off the Incredibly Strange Music Volume 2. I'm here in the studio with the man you just heard a few moments ago. This is Rich from Rich Experience.
Hello, Radioland.
Yeah, you want to say who you are? And
well, my name is Rich Experience. I do a one-man show with a keytar, which is a keyboard guitar. And I play around the city pretty much. I've been doing it for about 6 years now. Started in open mics out at Innertown Pub. And I've just been touring around and doing shows ever since.
Cool. And he does have a pretty darn fantastic website. I was pretty floored with the amount of flashy, all sorts of madness going on in your site.
It's richexperience.net.
So you can find out, you can hear some of the songs you just heard. You can actually stream directly from the site, which is cool.
Right, yeah. All my music is free, and it's up on the site for anyone that wants to download it. My new album, Happy Cheese and Friends, is up on there. The entire thing is a free download now.
Cool. And you're playing a show tomorrow, tomorrow and Friday, right?
Right. Tomorrow and Friday, I'm headlining at the Lincoln Lodge. That's 4008 North Lincoln Avenue with Becky Garcia, Andy Ross, and T.J. Miller. It's kind of a comedian variety thing, and I'll be the variety part at the end, I believe. And it's showtime is 9 o'clock and 8:30 seating and ends at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, actually, just went there 2 weeks ago and saw Hump Day friend Lord of the Yum Yum performed. It's a good time. Bunch of stand-up comedians, some local Chicago folks. Very, very funny individuals. Plus, it's in Elks Lodge? Is that what it is? Or one of those?
Yeah, it looks kind of like a pancake house.
Well, this is where I was going with this, is that it's a pancake house with a giant head of Abraham Lincoln on the sign. And you walk in and you're like, what? There's a what going on, huh? And then you go in the back and there's like this secret room where the power makers have made some decisions. Like,
yes, the show is in the secret room.
Yeah, it's pretty rad. And they have drinks, which is awesome.
And free parking.
Yeah, so any pancake house that has liquor, I'm always a fan of. Because nothing goes better with an omelet than a beer. That's what I always say.
And maple syrup.
Yep, maple syrup and two beers. Man, that's heaven. Heaven indeed. I ran across you just by complete chance. I was looking at the show that I was going to, and I was like, this looks like something that the Hump Day Dance Party listeners will need to know about. So, So on the site, it tells a little more of the history of Rich Experience.
Yes.
It was kind of almost like a dare in a way from a friend?
Yeah, pretty much. So, I mean, I've always played keyboards, and I saw Herbie Hancock with the keytar, and that always like turned me on. I always thought, if I'm ever going to do something on stage, that's what I want to do. And I played with a few bands before that, and my buddy Derek was doing open mics every night at Innertown Pub. So I went there, and I'd get drunk, and I'd tell people, I'm going to do it, I'm going to go out here, I'm going to play stuff, And finally, I just put a date on it, and I took a keyboard, an old Casio I had, and I Velcroed it to an old guitar I had. So the keyboard just kind of Velcroed onto the guitar, and I midied that in and just went from there.
And for those of you in Radioland, since you don't have a visual component to this, I'm always a fan when people show up to play our show and they come in all decked out, ready to go. Because, it gets you into the performance mode. But, Rich is here in his full shin guards and everything. And he brought his lawyer / gorilla helper.
Yes, my gorilla is here, Tarzan Reaction. Yeah, he's a big fan of roller derby. And he actually does roller derby. He's got a show, actually, on April where his girlfriend... was it Jane Reaction? Yes, he's Tarzan. Jane Reaction is going to compete in roller derby.
Oh, very cool.
Yes, the Chi-Town Sirens.
Yeah, oh, very Chi-Town cool. Sirens. You ever going to take the Rich Experience to the roller derby circuit?
I've thought about it. When I get drunk enough, it seems like a good idea. But I'm afraid, I don't know. I just don't know enough country songs for that atmosphere.
Country and or Ramon songs?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I really have to be able to play Freebird. And then once I'm able to do that, then I should be able to. I think I'll be ready.
Well, fantastic. For those just tuning in, you're here on the Hump Day Dance Party. I am Dr. Dre's talking with Rich from Rich Experience. Check him out at his website.
Richexperience.net.
Yeah, and he will be performing tomorrow, That's Thursday night at Lincoln Lodge as part of the Lincoln Lodge Comedy Extravaganza, Bonanza, whatever you want to call it.
Right. That's at thelincolnlodge.com. Right.
Yeah. So you
and
can
don't go
that.
To richexperience.com because that's a porn site. Right, it's richexperience.net is my site.
I actually think that a lot of people can't get to our website because they're probably blocked at work because humpdayadanceparty.com, probably there's a porn filter going on there somewhere. I think that's why, you know, most people can't find us. But you know what? If you're into that, you can still go to our site, you know, but you're not going to find anything pornographic, unfortunately. I'm sorry. It's sad. We'll just have to try harder for you. But thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you.
It was a great, great pleasure. Stick around. Coming up in the next couple songs, I'm going to be playing an artist that I will be giving away tickets for, but I'm not going to ruin it just yet because I'm going to make you work for it. But coming up right now, I have a special treat for you. Since you got me in the mood for playing a song about cookies, you know, all this talk about Oreos and cream filling.
It's fun to be a food scientist.
I actually met another food scientist one time, and he was the guy behind Yellow Skittles.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Like, that's what he
Very
worked
impressive.
On.
Very impressive, very impressive.
Yeah, so, and he was talking about, you know, the differences in lemon flavoring and how, you know, sometimes they wanted it more bold and sometimes they wanted it, you know, and I didn't know that for taste is actually, like, smell is what is actually making you taste these things. So, like, they do a lot of things with your taste or sense of smell.
That's right. Your olfactory organs are connected to your taste buds. It's very bizarre like that.
Kind of like how Jelly Bellies can make, you know, the same product taste completely different.
That's right. That's why you hold your nose sometimes when things don't taste as good, you know, or and stuff like that. It always helps.
Interesting. See, the Hump Day Dance 40. 40? What? The Hump Day Dance Party is informative and entertainment. That's what we're all about. We're here for you, our loyal, loyal listeners. Well, thanks again to Rich from Rich Experience. Here is my special treat to you.